The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. And you?
Very good.
Good.
We got a good guest today.
We have an excellent guest today. For the second week in a row, we have Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back with us.
Thank you.
We're here.
Lots of good information last week.
Excellent information and some more good information this week,
too. That's right.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We answer real estate questions. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, advising clients for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
And for all the mothers out there listening, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Jackie. How are you?
Thank you. You want to say anything to your mom?
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
I know she's listening from New York.
Yes, she always does.
Yes, she does. She's your biggest fan.
I thought you were my biggest fan.
Well, that too.
Oh, okay.
That goes without saying. Oh. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all of our archive radio shows. Okay, Bill, would you please give me a brief background history on you, how long you have been cleaning carpeting, flooring, upholstery, and mattresses?
Well, we started in 1993, so this is our 20th year. June 1st actually will officially be 20 years for me. We began with a franchise, and about 4.5 years, I started my own company, went independent, so we've been doing it for a little while.
Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. What's your contact information, please?
It's 570-689-2770 is our number, and we also have a toll-free number at 1-888-925-3260. And our website is billmountain.com. And you can also email me at tcmountain@verizon.net.
Okay. And what areas do you cover?
A big area. We cover about 5 counties. We cover Wayne Pike in Monroe County in the Poconos, and we cover Lackawanna in Luzerne, and we've even gone up into, Wyoming counties that were Tunkhannock and all that area.
You're very busy. This is your busy time of year, more busy than usual. You're always busy.
Yes.
And so you go to a lot of different places, and you must know the area very well.
I do. It's fun. I always say the view out my office window changes every day, so it's kind
there
of fun.
There you go.
Makes it interesting.
Yes, your office on wheels, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, last week we talked about the difference between what a rug is and what carpeting is,
mm-hmm.
and your different cleaning methods.
Yep.
And we're talking about the different stages that you go through when you're cleaning different types of carpeting and rugs.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how it's really important for anybody to be vacuuming their carpets.
Right.
Vacuum, vacuum, vacuum.
Yes.
All right. Now, what about types of vacuum cleaners? Are some better than others?
Well, yes, there are, depending on the investment that you have or what you're looking to invest or spend. I often see where folks will spend a lot of money on getting their carpets, new carpets in their home, but yet, they'll only spend, $80 or so on a vacuum cleaner. There are differences, particularly if you're prone to allergies and things like that, where you're better off getting one that's a little bit more money, that's going to have like a HEPA filter on it. Hoovers are good. My friend John Gregory in Dunmore sells the Hoovers, and we have bought a couple of them from him. They're very good. A nice upright with a kind of a beater brush on it that's going to get down and loosen up the dry soil and pick it up. Maintenance of the vacuum is very good as well. You know, you want to replace your bags before it gets completely full, you know. You know, you could spend $400 to $500 on a decent vacuum cleaner, but really it'll last. It's really a long-term investment that will hold up and last for you much longer.
Okay, so then these area rugs, when we finished up the show last week, you were talking about your method of cleaning the wool woven rugs.
Yes.
And you talked about turning it over.
Yes.
And what is that where that vacuum cleaner with the beater comes in loosen up the soil?
Yes, and we have actually a special machine that we do that with. We have the rug face down. And sometimes we put it over a metal grid just so that the soil can fall down through it, depending on the type of rug it is. We use a special machine called a Rug Badger. What it does is it vibrates the back of the rug with 20,000 harmonic vibrations a minute. So basically, it's just gently shaking that rug and the soil out of it. We do that until we don't see any more coming out. We do it, we flip it back, we sweep up the soil, we do it again, we keep doing it until we see none. Sometimes it's, you know, a couple of times. Sometimes it's we've seen 10, 12 times, you know, some of the dry soil and rugs. But it's just like carpeting. It's very important to get that out first before we do the washing on it.
Sure. Okay. Very good information. So you really do a lot more than what a property owner, resident can do to their own carpets.
Yes. It's really, that's why it's a good idea to take the rugs out. It's really very difficult to clean an Oriental rug, especially on location. You know, we can do much more thorough in our shop.
Yeah. Not to mention the flooring around it.
Exactly.
Would probably,
you have to be careful of the wood floors.
Right.
Yeah.
Stain or something.
Exactly.
Can happen. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. What I'm thinking about as we're talking about these area rugs, how does someone with an area rug who wants to clean their rugs, who's doing it themselves, know whether their rug, the colors will run if before they...
Oh, okay. That's a good question. And that's particularly when we see with a lot of the hand-woven rugs, particularly because they come from all different types of areas in the Middle East, and the way they're constructed, it's fascinating when you see the way that these rugs are made. If you have a hand-woven rug, you have like a piece of art because it's been hand-constructed. And the way that they dye the wools, they'll take a section of wool or a lot, and then they'll dip it into a vat of dye. And a lot of times, they use vegetable dyes, and then I think they've switched to synthetic, but now a lot of times we're seeing the natural vegetable dyes coming back. And it's not a real exact science. So oftentimes, particularly if a rug has never been washed, it's been over-dyed, so it may have excess dye in it. So sometimes if you just try to clean it with just plain water, you can oftentimes get dye bleeds. That's one of the things that we take a lot of precaution in before we wash a rug, is that we test all the dyes in a rug to make sure that it's not going to bleed during the washing process. If it does, there are things that we can do to protect what we call the, you know, the face of the rug, the top part of the rug, so that the dyes don't bleed over into the other areas.
How often have you been called with that panic emergency call that somebody may have done something to their rug and you have to correct it?
Well, we get calls in different areas, usually when they spill something on the rug and they want to know what to use. And I'm glad that they call me, because oftentimes they'll grab something out of the other cleaning closet, and it's usually going to cause more damage.
Like start scrubbing, right? There's
yes.
ways to approach a spill and ways not to approach
right.
a spill, correct?
Right. Yes, yes.
And what's usually the best way to approach a spill?
Well, depending on first if it's a spill is on a carpet or if it's on a rug. But if it's on a carpet, the main thing is to blot it up as quickly as possible.
Blot it.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't ever rub or scrub it.
Rub or scrub is
yeah.
a no-no.
Yeah, because if you can rub or scrub it, you're going to leave a little afro. You know, it's going to fuzz, and it's going to be like a permanent little, you know, fuzz mark there, and it's you're going to damage the fiber.
Sure.
So you want to kind of just blot it and twist it a little bit, and then... It depends a lot of what it is. I mean, the newer carpets today have stain protectors already built into the fibers when you get them.
Mm-hmm.
That'll hold up about 2 to 3 years after you've gotten your carpet in most normal average homes. What happens is, and we hear, this is one of the misconceptions, I just heard it the other day from one of my clients, is that I'm waiting to have my carpets cleaned because once you clean it, it cleans that protectors off. And that's really incorrect. As long as it's cleaned correctly, there are some cleaning agents that will affect the protector. But if it's cleaned correctly, it actually won't do anything to the protectors. The way the protectors work is that it can actually wear off just through normal traffic. You know, the fibers bend and they flex as we walk on them, and it breaks it down. So I say about an average of 2 to 3 years when you have your carpets cleaned, it's a good idea to replace that. And we can do that at the time of cleaning so that it performs. And then you just want to basically blot it up. And then depending on the type of stain, a good spot removal that's going to be safe for the fibers, safe for the dyes. We carry one that we give to our clients. You know, it's a spot out product.
So okay, it works good. Very well. And this is why it's so important to have someone that's trained correctly,
yep,
and has certifications,
yep,
deal with these type of things, because you know what's best.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, I'm sorry, but a good tip to give people if they don't have a spotter on hand is to a little bit of liquid dish detergent, you know, a little like a teaspoon into a cup of warm water. Make sure it doesn't have any bleaches in it or anything like that, but like a Dawn dish soap. You could use that, and then you could apply some vinegar and water on it afterwards to help break the soap out.
Okay, good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent tip. Thank you.
Yep.
We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, I do. If you always wanted to own a bar, this might be for you. We have a well-established turnkey sports bar located in Troop for only $190,000. This sale includes all the inventory, kitchen equipment, and the liquor license. This bar has 4 weekly pool leagues, 10 flat screen TVs, a security system, and seating for 30 people. It also has 2 rental apartments upstairs for additional income. So if you're looking for a turnkey business opportunity, give us a call about the sports bar located at 731 Dunmore Street in Troop for only $190,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Our office is extremely busy, and we could use a full-time agent to help us out. If you're looking for a career boost or a new career, please call me. We have a very pleasant office environment. We have personalized marketing programs, and the most important factor here is that it's an office well known for its high ethical standards. Join the most recognized franchise in the real estate business, that's Century 21. Call me to make that change happen.
And we're also on the radio.
We're on the radio, and we promote our agents, right?
That's right, we do.
Okay. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker will be back after a very brief break.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, this is very informational.
Excellent information.
Learning a lot of good stuff.
Yes. Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Before we get into our discussion on the second half of the show, would you please give your contact information?
Our number is 570-689-2770. Our toll-free number is 1-888-925-3260. You can email me at tcmountain@verizon.net. And our website is billmountain.com.
You've been cleaning carpeting and rugs, upholstery, mattresses, and hard floor surfaces for nearly 20 years.
Yes.
And you go all around the area, 5 counties you've been to.
Yes.
And you serve?
Yes.
Okay, you want to recap those?
Yes, we do Wayne, Pike, and Monroe County. So we go from the Honesdales, Stroudsburg, and all of Pike County. And then we do Lackawanna and Luzerne, so, you know, Scranton and all the surrounding communities there, down through Wilkes-Barre to Dallas and the Back Mountain. We have a lot of good clients up there, even up to Mountaintop, and then up to Tunkhannock in the Wyoming County area.
Great. Now, you know your stuff. You've been doing it nearly 20 years. Before the break, we were talking about you had mentioned a point that most of the carpeting today is made with a protective seal.
Correct, yeah.
What if somebody has carpeting that didn't have that protective seal? Is there something that they can purchase, or is there something you offer as part of your services, a seal on the carpeting?
Yes, if you have a carpet that's not doesn't have a protector on it, it's either that it was never put on. In that case, it's an older carpet, because they've been putting protectors on carpets probably for close to 30 years. It's been, and in the technology of that has evolved over the many years. It's been changed and upgraded and gotten safer and, more effective. But it can wear off. So the best bet is for having us putting it on, because we can put a very comparable product to what's in the mills. I think you can purchase the protectors. It might come in a can or something. I'm not sure. You have to be careful and do it according to the instructions.
Well, a lot of the material I read said don't do it, because especially if you don't know what the chemicals are in
right.
in that product,
right.
you can discolor your rugs or add a film to your
right.
Carpet.
And I can't answer that completely to the stuff that you could purchase, because I'm not as familiar with that. I know that with the products that we use, it's very safe. We use it every day. It doesn't change the texture of the carpet. It doesn't discolor the carpet by any stretch. And it doesn't even really overwet the carpet, because we use such a little amount. The way that it's formulated is very effective. I was telling you at the break that I just wanted to see how this product worked. I took a paper towel and I ripped it in half and just wanted to show my kids. And so I sprayed one side, or one of the halves, with it, hung it up in the kitchen, and I forgot about it. It was there for a couple of days, and my kids were like, why did you hang up paper towels in the kitchen? And so then we took it down and we just did an experiment, and we took the one, and at that point I didn't know which one I treated, because I couldn't tell. So I said, well, we'll find out. So we took some water, coffee, some liquid, and we poured on it, and the one that wasn't treated just completely soaked it up as a paper towel should, and the other one just literally beaded on the paper towel itself. So
right,
it's very
off.
Effective.
Yes,
and it works to repel not just water-based spills such as coffee and water and tea and things like that. It also works on oil-based as well. So if you happen to spill salad dressing, it works very well on that. And it also helps to repel dry soil. So it helps in the longevity of the carpet.
To protect those carpets and keep them around a lot longer. Okay, good. Now, what about, there's a lot of people that suffer from allergies.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any type of allergy relief products or anything that you offer in terms of people that suffer from allergies?
Right. And particularly where, you know, we deal with dust mites and the issues with them as well. And there's many, many people. I think it's, you know, I've heard read statistics that 47% of the people in the world are susceptible to dust mites in some degree or another. And they're all around. You can't completely eradicate them. You know, 7,000 dust mites will fit on your fingernail. It's just, you know, you just can't get rid of them. They're invisible. You know, we don't see them all the time, but and it's I don't want to get gross here, but it's the fecal matter that really causes the problems and they reside mostly in our bedrooms. So because of in our beds, they feed off our vapors that when we breathe, and it's just a very good environment for them. So there are products that we can do. First off, having your carpets cleaned is very good, because particularly if we're using very hot water, we can kill many dust mites just there. I always say is when you're washing your beddings, do it in hot water. Hot water will help kill dust mites. Also, there's a lot of misconceptions with allergies and carpeting. A lot of people think it comes from carpeting. Part of that's true. So what they'll say is that rip your carpets out, and then that'll help with the allergy. I have a son with asthma, so I've done a lot of research on this. The Carpet and Rug Institute also has information regarding this. And the country of Sweden did a study, or they actually, about 15 years ago, they removed most of the carpeting in public schools and consumers. It went, the market share went from 40% to 2%. In that course of time, because they thought hard floor surface is better to have in terms of with allergies and indoor air quality, what they saw was a 600% increase in cases relating to allergies and asthma. It shot up dramatically. So,
why is that?
Well, because carpeting acts like a filter. It actually will trap and hold the allergens and keep them from redispersing in the air, versus hard floors, it tends to blow around.
Ah.
The key to it is you have to have your carpets cleaned. And there is an allergy relief product that we can apply on the carpets that actually helps to denature the protein and the dust mites and all that. That's very effective. It's good for 6 months in your home. It's good for 4 washings on your bedding, so it's very effective. There's a lot to that. We don't need to get into all that today, but there's an answer out there. We've seen it work, and it's very effective in that.
So you think the most effective way is to get a good HEPA filter vacuum cleaner?
Yes, that is very much very good thing too. You know, HEPA filter in your vacuum cleaner, frequent vacuuming, having your carpets clean once a year, and that can dramatically help. Yep.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Bill Mountain for the second week in a row. And Bill Mountain is the owner of Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. You not only clean carpeting and rugs, you also offer upholstery cleaning and mattress cleaning.
Correct.
And hard floor surfaces, tiles. Right. And hardwood floors. You do deep cleaning on those types of flooring, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You've been doing it for nearly 20 years. What about people with chemical sensitivities? Does any of your products interfere with somebody that would have a chemical sensitivity?
Well, we haven't really run across as far as any severe reactions to the cleaning agents and the solutions that we use. One of the reasons for that is that when we clean, we're flushing everything that we use out. And also, we're not leaving any residue. Basically, when we're doing that clean extraction, that rinse extraction process in the carpeting, we're probably cleaning with about 95% water, you know. So we're not leaving, and we're probably only leaving 2% of the moisture behind. But there is, with the allergy relief products, there is a line of green products that's very effective in cleaning that is derived from fruits and vegetables. So people with severe chemical sensitivities, we have a line of products that we can use that is very helpful for them.
So you offer a solution for just about everything.
We try.
Yes, you do. And you're certified and you've been trained very well over the years. You know what you're doing and you're different than some other companies out there. What's the difference between your company that steam cleans a carpet opposed to maybe another company that offers the same type of service? What should people ask and think of when they're figuring out who they should use?
I think one of the main questions to ask them is, are they certified? Are they certified in with the IICRC? Again, that's the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration, or Clean Trust. They've been using that name as well. Unfortunately, if you look in the country, the United States, roughly about 40,000 carpet cleaners in the United States, roughly only about 10% are actually certified in even one category, carpet cleaning. Or, you know, we have certifications in carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, oriental rugs, odor, all kinds of different things. I have a master certification. And that's really the difference. They can do the same process, steam cleaning, but it's whether or not they are actually certified in applying those principles.
And you yourself do these types of services. You're out there in the houses, in the offices, actually part of the, you have some people work for you.
Yes.
But you are there every day.
I am. I just enjoy doing it. I enjoy being out in the field. I enjoy meeting with the people. And I've tried the desk job before and it just doesn't work for me. So I enjoy being out there.
Yes. And you make sure it's done right. So you take your time.
Yes.
Because you have quite a few steps in your process.
They are. And this is how we're able to offer a 100% money back guarantee, so that if a customer has any concerns, we're human, we all make mistakes, that we can go back and actually take care of that problem,
correct
that situation,
it.
Correct it. And,
make it right.
Make it right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we enjoyed our time with you.
Thank you.
2 weeks in
a
row.
It's been fun being here.
And I'm going to ask you back, not next week, but in the future, we'll come in and we'll talk about tile and cleaning tile and grout and the different services you offer there, and hardwood floors and mattress and upholstery cleaning. Okay?
I will look forward to that.
Okay,
thank you.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a very nice 3-bedroom, 1-bath home in Dunmore, located at 1817 Greenridge Street for $109,000. This home has a good-sized kitchen with tile floors in the kitchen and the bath. It also has a partially finished basement. It has plenty of off-street parking. The yard is fenced in with a deck, and it also has a nice sunroom in the back. The house was built in 1977, and it has a newer electrical panel. So if you're looking in Dunmore, check out 1817 Greenridge Street, a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home for only $109,000.
Thank you, Pat. And the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics, what's going on for single-family unit sales, single-family homes. Median sales price for 2 bedrooms or less is $88,500. For a single-family home with 3 bedrooms or less, the median sales price is $115,500. For a single-family residence with 4 or more bedrooms, the median sales price is $160,000. Altogether, the median sales price is $118,450. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there listening.
Happy Mother's Day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.